Hey everybody, this is Megan Jocks with Revelation Wellness Nashville. Thank you for joining me for another podcast. I just want to open up with a prayer and then we'll get right into what the Lord has on my heart recently that I really wanted to share with you guys. Father God, Lord, I just thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you that these words are not my words, Lord, but they're your words. I thank you, God, for how you are a God of peace, a God of love, a God of joy. God, and I thank you that right now, what you're doing in our hearts and in our lives, Lord, is for our good and for your glory. Father, I ask that these words would just hit the hearts of each listener, God, that our minds would be open to receiving from you. Our ears would be open to listen. Father, I just pray that you would just minimize distraction. God, that we would just have this time just to sit with you however long and just to hear your word spoken to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week has been kind of strange for me. I feel like mentally, I've just kind of been wrapped up a little bit. And I had no idea really what was going on until about midweek. And I realized that subtly, the enemy had really been trying to place shame on me. I'd felt called to a fast. I felt like the Lord's been talking to me about doing another 3-day water fast, and my flesh was really struggling with that. And in my struggle to really make that decision and to commit to it, I just started feeling super shameful. Like, I should be a better Christian. I should be able to do this. And in the past, I've done several fasts the Lord has called me to. He's really called me to a life of fasting. And that was something that just happened the middle of last year. And so I knew and I've known that I've been called to a life of fasting and just kind of letting him teach me what that looks like. And when I had been going through these different fasts, I just kind of took a break and just asked the Lord for some time. And then just recently I felt called back to another 3-day water fast. And in the past, I've reached out to friends and just kind of let them know that this is what I was doing. And I felt like that accountability had really helped me just to stay on track. And I didn't need them to contact me all the time, but just, I guess, like verbalizing my commitment to it really helped me through it. But this time I felt kind of bullied, I think, by the enemy in thinking that I didn't need to tell anybody, that I should be stronger than that. My love for the Lord should just be so strong that I should not need to reach out to anybody and I should just try to do it on my own. And that never served me at all. That didn't help me at all. And it wasn't until like yesterday, I just like cried out to the Lord. I'm like, God, like I have done this before. I've fasted in the past. I wanted to hear from him. I know there's just different things that the Lord has been wanting to reveal to my heart. And I really believe that there's great clarity in fasting and just being able to think clearer. And so I reached out to God and was just praying and asking him just to show me his heart towards me, because I just felt like I was failing. I just felt like there was no way I could come to the Lord and ask him for anything or approach him until I had conquered this fast. Because here's the thing, like in my heart, I want intimacy with the Lord. I really genuinely want intimacy. And I know the Lord will use me for his glory, which I love to be used for his glory. I love to do his good work here on the earth. But that means nothing to me if I don't have intimacy with the Father. So my heart is always that yes, that I be used by the Lord and see great things done and miracles done, but not at the exchange of just doing and not ever having that real intimate walk with the Lord. And I know that I have that, but that's just one space that I felt like the enemy was really attacking me on, was my intimacy with the Lord. And so I talked to God about it and was just telling him how I was feeling, really asked that he would just show me his heart towards me. And even in my struggle, just to simply obey him, right? Just to simply take him up on his invitation in this fasting. Because when the Lord asks us to fast, it's not a punishment. It's actually it's a beautiful invitation and just to a deeper space with him. And so that night I was leading a holy yoga class, and I just had this sense that the Lord was going to love on me in some way. And so right before the class, I was asking God, all right, God, like, what's the message? What do you want me to speak to the class? And just this verse popped into my head. And the verse was one taken from the chapter of Psalms 139. I Googled it really quick before class because for me, preparing looks like me walking with the Lord every day and then asking him what he has to share. So I looked up 139 and then I just started reading it to the class. And as I was reading it, I realized that the Lord had specifically picked out this scripture to remind me of who I am, because sometimes the truth is our days go really, really fast, right? They go really, really fast. And sitting before the Lord, and I had been sitting before the Lord, but maybe hadn't been really digging in the Word or even identifying the lies that I was starting to believe about myself and comparing them to the truth, to the Word of God, to His breath. And so Psalms 139 really recentered me and really reminded me of who I am and who God is and who we are in connection with one another. So I want to read Psalms 139 to you today. And if you're struggling with just having shame about where you are with your walk with the Lord, or maybe decisions that you've been making, choices you've been making, maybe you know that you've been making maybe not the best choices, maybe you know you've been walking away from the Lord in certain areas, I just want to let you know that you're not outside of God's reach. He has not left you. He's not angry at you. He's not disappointed in you even. Psalms 139:1 starts with, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Shiloh, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. And your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I think one of the most beautiful things about this passage of scripture that David had written is it doesn't say, "You know my thoughts, and you see how wicked and evil I am, and you turn your face from me." He continually reiterates the fact that God knows our thoughts before we even think them or say them. He's with us when we rise. He's with us when we sleep. Whether we go to the highest mountain or to the depths of the sea, God is always with us. He's never stiff-arming us. He's not saying, "As long as I'm good, you are with me, and then you turn your back from me." He says, "You are always with me. You never leave me. You never forsake me. Your thoughts towards me are as many as the sand, as sand." His love for us is greater than even our disobedience. He doesn't withhold from us. So friend, I just want to encourage you, if you feel like you are carrying around shame because of your disobedience, you feel like you're carrying around guilt or anxiety, I just want to invite you to, I just had to remind myself of this week. Intimacy with somebody is the good, the bad, and the ugly. The communication during all of those times is intimacy. It's 100% intimacy. If you and your spouse or you and somebody you're in relationship with only share the good times, but all the other very true and very real emotions and very real things of life you don't share, you don't have intimacy. You have a very surfacey relationship. I wish I could say that every single time the Lord speaks to my heart about something that I follow through. I wish I could. I feel like I do a lot of times. But when I don't, it is so easy for the enemy to negotiate with me and to tell me just how I'm going to suffer in my relationship with the Lord and past this part of disobedience and how I should be something that today I absolutely wasn't. Because if I was, I would have already been it. I would have been that. So there's grace there. We don't have to spend our whole life in the grace of, I can just keep messing up and messing up and messing up because there's grace. But when you're honestly trying to love the Lord well and you find yourself continually making destructive decisions or bad choices, just continue to engage with the Father. Don't retract your heart from the Lord. Don't try to pull away because you feel like you're too outside of His grace. You're too outside of His love for Him to want to see you or want to speak to you or want to encounter you. It's just not His heart. It's not who He is. So I love you guys, and I hope this has spoke to your heart today. Again, we were reading in Psalms 139. I encourage you to go and read it for yourself. Just meditate on it. Let the Father love you through it. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I will let you know when the next podcast is.